Welcome in. This is Views from the Other Side, and you're listening to this week. You're not reading it. We're going to try to mix this up and make this a podcast instead of a Q&A like we've normally been doing. So if you end up liking it at the end, drop us a comment. If you don't like it, you don't want to hear my voice, that's fine too. I won't get my feelings hurt too bad. We are talking Northern Illinois, Nebraska this week. That game is going to be played on Saturday at 11 o'clock, so make sure you set your alarms for that. For this week, we hooked up with the Daily Chronicle's Eddie Carrifio, the sports editor over there. Big knowledge on the Huskies, and we talked to him for a little bit. We're going to get to that interview in a second. With me right now, I have Hail Varsity's recruiting expert and president of the White Castle Sliders fan club. I've got Greg Smith here with me. Greg, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Derek. And the White Castle fan club is huge. Like, there's a lot of us out there, so don't get it twisted.
No. I don't know how many people are in that, but I can tell you that there's like two, maybe, counting yourself. You got the chance to watch Northern Illinois earlier this week. I wanted to get your takes real fast on what you saw from them.
Yeah, you know, I watched their first game against Boston College, and the first thing, I was really looking for their defense to see how they were going to match up against Nebraska's offense. We've talked all week long at nauseam about the consistency that's needed to be seen from Nebraska's offense. I think Nebraska should be able to go out and run the football against Northern Illinois, especially if they're going to run it right at them. A little bit undersized, the Huskies are up front, so Nebraska should be able to lean on them with their offensive line, which has played fairly well in the run game so far this season. Boston College didn't have a lot of success running east and west against them because they do have a couple of fast guys. Number 15 on their defensive line really jumps off the film to you. So they shouldn't necessarily be trying to run to the outside, but running straight at Northern Illinois should have a lot of success for Nebraska.
Interesting, yeah. Haven't gotten a chance to watch them yet, but that's really interesting. And when I talked to Eddie, he said that they've got a lot of speed and a lot of talent on the defense. So maybe not as good as Arkansas State, but maybe still a surprise for some Nebraska fans. We're just going to get right into this now. We're going to hear from Eddie. Had about a 13-minute conversation with him. He's a great guy. So here it is.
Join with me this week for the Nebraska-Northern Illinois game. I've got the sports editor at the Daily Chronicle, Eddie Carrifio, is here with me. Eddie, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going great. Thanks for having me. This is like historic, I guess, right? So.
Yeah. This is going
to
be great.
Glad to be here.
Good. To start, I just wanted to kind of get your general thoughts on how you feel like the season for Northern Illinois has gone up to this point. Tried to watch the game, a couple of their games last night or the night before, and just haven't really gotten around to it yet. So I wanted to see what your thoughts were on how the season has started and how the team's progressing.
Yeah, they definitely probably let one get away from them against Boston College. I think they feel the same way. Coach Rod Carey was saying after the game, and since they've been pretty consistent, and that was one they could have come away with. They had a chance to tie it with a field goal late. Offensively, they struggled, and Boston College, maybe it's a good defensive team. I know they have been the last couple of years, and they have a lot of those players back, but I think they've kind of struggled a little bit. And then, you know, it's hard to gauge against Eastern Illinois. You know, you're playing a FCS school, so it's kind of hard to see, but definitely things look very, very good for Northern Illinois last week. That's probably where about they're at coming in.
I saw a story like a week ago or so, or just at the end of last week, that said that Ryan Graham was injured. And so does he go by Santa? I've seen him referred to that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than saying Santa Catarina.
I'm sure I get that.
And it's like six syllables shorter. So.
Yeah, for sure. So he's getting the start. In terms of playing in Memorial Stadium and being able to make the throws that they're probably going to need him to make for them to win the game, how do you see his day going against Nebraska on Saturday?
Yeah, that's about the million-dollar question right there. That's going to, for anybody who obviously doesn't have any chance of this game, it's going to be, from where I'm sitting anyway, looking at if they're going to be able to put up points. And I say that full well knowing the struggles Nebraska has had on defense this year. Yeah. But, I mean, Santa is technically the backup. I mean, he was in a battle throughout spring and fall camps with Graham for the spot. Graham ended up winning it out about a week before it started. So it's going to be very interesting. I mean, this kind of NIU had played in this atmosphere before. I mean, they were at Ohio State 2 years ago. Santa obviously not playing in that game. But some of the players are used to it. But like you said, it's going to be if Santa can take advantage of the Nebraska defense the way Arkansas State and Oregon did the first 2 weeks.
You know, you've got kind of a very similar offense that Northern Illinois runs to what Oregon and what Arkansas State ran before them in terms of how they like to spread you out and have quick hitters. Do you think realistically that they can have the same kind of success as those other two teams have had before Nebraska kind of, or before them now, using that model?
I mean, again, in theory, I don't know too much about those other what Arkansas and Oregon's bringing to the table offensively. But, I mean, I guess in theory, it's also, it's really hard, again, because the only game that we've seen Santa play is against Eastern Illinois. And you would hope Nebraska is a significantly better defensive team than that. Even with the struggles they've had, you would hope they're better than a mid-level FCS team.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to gauge what, you know, Santa's going to be able to do in a, against a tougher defense, let alone against a tougher defense on the road in one of the, I don't know, what, four or five most storied stadiums in the country. So it's going to be kind of interesting from that standpoint. I mean, the scheme is there. They have some weapons. They got tight end linemen for short yardage situations. Spencer Tears had a particularly good game. Edward Stevens didn't have a really good flow with Santa Catarina. DJ Brown's an excellent receiver. And this is even putting aside that they can't get their running game going, which in theory was supposed to be a strength this year, but is they are two games in and don't have a 100-yard back yet, I don't think. Or a 100-yard game for a back this year.
So is he the X factor then, Santa, on Saturday? Or is there somebody else that you see?
Yeah, no, I think that definitely the fate of the Huskies rest with them being able to score some points. And obviously I think that for what it looks like, Nebraska is going to be kind of easier to pass against than run against. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something out of left field. Huff could find that kind of mode that everyone thought he was going to have this year. They're running back and, you know, have a big game. But it looks like from what Nebraska's been allowing teams to do this year, if NIU is going to win, it's going to be behind Santa having a good to great game.
Switching to the other side of the ball, I was speaking with Nebraska's tight end earlier in the week, Tyler Hoppus, and he said that in preparing for the Northern Illinois defense, they're looking at Sutton Smith a lot on the defensive line. They're looking at the defensive line as a whole and linebacker core. But he said that they're not really paying attention to the corners. I wanted to get your comment or your thoughts on that and how you think the secondary has played through the first two games of the season.
There's a lot of talent on that secondary, but they've been underachieving for a while now. Shawn Lurie, I believe is how you pronounce it. 2 years ago, had a breakout year, was in the one of the top interceptors in the country. Kind of got hurt, kind of fell off last year. He's been battling. He was hurt on and off in a practice. I think he's missed some game time this year too. But no, it's definitely been the front seven that's been a strength this year for NIU. Like you said, Smith has been really good. You've got Pugh and Bobby Jones and really great linebackers, and it's William Lee on the defensive line alongside Smith. It's been really solid, their front seven. And that quarterback situation was supposed to be their strength. That secondary was supposed to be a strength for them, and it just hasn't necessarily played out that way. And again, the big, gigantic asterisk is they played good last week, but, you know, against a 1AA, or excuse me, a FCS team.
Are they just young in the secondary? Is that what it is?
No, they actually got experience. Like I said, Lurie is a senior this year. Albert Smalls, the other cornerback, he is I want to say he's either a junior or senior. Mikhail Allen at safety has actually had a decent year. He's had a couple, I want to say he's had an interception already this year. But, yeah, that's been about it for them in terms of production out of there. But I'm pretty sure Allen is a senior. So I mean, it's experience. It's just, I mean, it's really hard to get a read on what's not exactly clicking for them back there. Part of it could be just that they haven't been tested deep yet, you know, that much. Boston College had a redshirt freshman quarterback going. And obviously Eastern being a smaller division school. So they haven't had a test like they're going to face. But yeah, if I was in Nebraska coming in, I would, given the success they've had through the air and the quarterback they have with his experience, that's probably the way you'd want to look at it on paper is to attack that secondary and maybe try to air spread things out a little bit.
That leads right into my
seven and run up the gut.
Yeah. That leads right into my next question, because heading into this week, kind of the pulse of the fan base in Lincoln is expecting some offense this weekend. They're expecting the quarterback and the passing game to show some consistency and have a really good showing. Do you think that that's something that Nebraska will have this weekend, or do you think that the Huskies can give them some fits and kind of surprise some people, kind of like what Arkansas State did?
I think the Huskies can, definitely. I mean, there are a lot of talented players in that secondary, and I think that can definitely happen. It's just they can be also very uneven. And, I mean, I mentioned that Ohio State game. Those guys I listed off, I'm pretty sure all played in that game. I think Lurie even had a pick in that game. Lurie, Smalls, Allen, I think they all played in that game. I know Lurie and Allen did. I can't remember if Smalls did. I'm pretty sure about Lurie and Allen. But, you know, the potential is there. It's hard to get a read on this game. I mean, I was at first pretty sure Nebraska was going to roll, but the more I kind of read about what, you know, kind of looked in Nebraska a little bit more, see that, you know, there's definitely some holes that can be exploited. Still think they probably come away with a win, but it's definitely an up there game, and that's one of the things. If it's a high-scoring game, and then that means NIU's clicking on offense, and I think that's going to kind of spark them. So I think that might actually work out for them. That's what might. Now, of course, I'm, you know, probably awful at this, but that's my gut anyway.
Okay. What about a score prediction? That'll be the last thing that I ask you.
I think it's probably just I hate to bore with the score, but I do think Nebraska wins. I think probably, let's say, 31-24. In a game that's sort of close, probably like that Arkansas State game, probably in that range. That kind of strikes me as sort of how this one will play out, just a little lower score than that.
So close late, or a late score makes it look closer than it is?
I think probably, you know, a late score makes it look closer than it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's still probably a two-score range, and you get to late field goal or something. But probably we're bouncing back and forth between, you know, 10 and 17 probably most of the game.
Okay.
Probably that's probably my feeling.
Cool.
But again, it's a hard thing to get a read on. And, you know, there's just a lot of variables on the NIU side of things.
Yeah. And there's a lot of variables on the Nebraska side of things too, because, you know, I mean, I wouldn't put it past NIU at this point to have a big passing game against the secondary. You know, their goal is to get a little bit more consistency and start a little bit better, but we obviously have to see that on the field before we start kind of taking their word for it.
Yeah, if I were Nebraska and you guys give up a big pass again, then it's time to hit that panic button, I think.
Yeah. Yep, I think we reach halftime and that's the case, and I think people will be hitting the panic button. So
the fan base loves the panic button anyway.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work out. But,
yeah.
I mean, legitimately, it's time to start probably asking some of those tougher questions if Santa and NIU light them up. Not that, you know, they're not capable of it, but it'll be the first time they've done it this year against, you know, FBS team. So.
All right. Well, you coming through to Lincoln this weekend?
No, not going to be able to make it out there. We're just a one-person shop these days, so we have a stringer out there. But we'll be watching on FS1, so that's I know you guys, it's weird, you guys are like, oh man, we're stuck on FS1 this week, and we're so down. And you're like, hey, we're on FS1! So.
Cool.
But anyway.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. You want to leave any kind of plug or anything for the people that are listening?
Yeah, no, just daily-chronicle.com for all our coverage. If you want the NIU end of that.
Where can we follow you on Twitter? That's the big thing now.
Oh, yeah, I should have said that. That was sloppy of me. Thanks. it's DDC Eddie Carifio. Also, I touched the wire. A lot easier to spell than Carifio.
All right. Sounds good. Gotta help you out with that plug there. Appreciate you talking to me,
man. Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Once again, that was Eddie Carifio at the Daily Chronicle. He's a sports editor over there. You can follow him on Twitter. That's DDC Eddie Carifio on Twitter. Really interesting guy, Greg. I thought the prediction really was a little strange. 31-24 prediction. What are your thoughts on how close you think this game is going to be?
You know, it's interesting because that took me by surprise to predict the game that close. Recent history, though, would tell you that you should be picking these Nebraska games to be a little bit closer than you maybe think that they should be on paper. But I just get the feeling around this team and kind of watching them, being around them all week and wanting to take some aggression out after that game last week against Oregon. Everybody seems to be really locked in, and frankly, they seem angry about that Oregon game. That usually tells spells, especially coming back home, a big time victory for the Huskers this week. I do not see it being that close. I would go somewhere in 38-14 Nebraska in this one.
Interesting. And when I asked Eddie about it further, about that 31-24, I was like, do you think it'll be that close going all the way through? Or do you think it's going to be, you know, one of those where they get a score late and it makes it look closer than it is? And he said they'll get a score late, maybe a field goal or something a little closer than it actually is. But even still, like, I've got this game close to, like, 42-10, yeah, like 48-10. I think it's really interesting, or a really good point on your part, to take some aggression out this week, because I see that a lot. Everybody looks, for lack of a better word, pissed off about what happened. So I think that this week will definitely have some fireworks, hopefully. Otherwise, we're going to have some questions that we need to start asking. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Greg, thanks for joining in and kind of giving me some of your time a little bit. It was nice to hear from you. Hopefully you guys enjoy this and we'll do it again next week. If not, I guess just tell us and this thing will crash and burn. We'll go back to a Q&A. So this is Views from the Other Side. Nebraska plays Northern Illinois on Saturday, 11 a.m. Talk to you soon.